Yeah, really like that one. Judgment Day by Woolworm, our very own, well, Vancouver's very own band. The name of the release is Deserve to Die. When did they put it out? I think it was 2017, just checking the notes. Yep. Ding, I got that one correct. Okay, before that one, we heard Gutterball by Sunspots. They're a band out of Seattle, and they just put out that single in anticipation of their North American tour with Woolworm coming up. I guess actually the thing is they're playing a show together. So if you like what you heard there, last two songs, you should get on out and check it out. I think it is the Black Lab. Anyway, look it up. That's what the internet's for. Keys Down, If You Stay, is the song that we heard before that by a band called Cola, and they're from Montreal, actually. So this is the first I'm hearing of them. That sort of interesting time signature, lilty, post-punky sound. Yeah, they put that one out in April, just a single. And before that one, we heard from Anodyne, another Vancouver band, off of Moving Parts EP. They just put that out this year. And the song we heard was Saint Sebastian, which prompted me to read a little bit about Saint Sebastian. A very diehard, true believer, suffered the slings and arrows and survived them, I guess. I guess he was tied to a tree or a post or something. Someone out there, I'm sure, knows this story very well. And I'm telling my version of it here. But it's pretty sad because then he went back to prosthetize again to the person who inflicted him with the arrows in the first place. And that person clubbed him to death. So the story goes. So, yeah, a real true blue guy. You'd want him on your team, I think. First song in the set, Rocks by Janky Bungag. And they are from Vancouver as well. I've been delighted to hear some of their tracks. There aren't like a ton of them up, so I'm hoping there's some in the works because they're very fun. Everything I hear is great. And I think they're opening for Brat Boy tonight, actually, at Green Auto. But because you'll be hearing this broadcast, maybe today is today, or maybe it isn't, you can't take any of those things as true. If it has to do with the time and place, then just neither of those things might be relevant anymore. Who knows how far into the future this will go. Let's see. Okay, so that was my five song set there. Let's move into a slightly different groove here with the next stuff.
Down the beach in the wind, flower dress and your wheels they spin, riding by down the beach in the night.
That's Dead Moon with Diamonds in the Rough. And that one's off of Nervous Sooner Changes, put out in 1985. Before that, we heard So Mad by Misha and the Spanx. They're out of Calgary, and that's coming off of Unconditional Love in Hi-Fi, which they just released in April of this year. Before that one, Julie, Hang Out a Little Longer. That's by Nato Coles and the Blue Diamond Band. They're from Boston, Massachusetts, and that came off of Promises to Deliver, Rumbar Edition, The Nice Price, in 2015. And just saying, like, if I meet you and you tell me you have a band, I just might play it. And that's what happened there. So yeah, tell me about your band. I probably will play it because, I just need ideas to fuel this. And that's what WaveStation requires. It's a machine, you know, and for it to generate the energy pushing out the waves, it needs that input, which demands some energy from my brain. Yeah. But this is a labor of love. This is a volunteer gig, working volunteer shifts on site here once every 2 weeks. And because it is such a thing, there's always the potential for, you know, if you're the kind of person who sees yourself doing radio, for example, you could just get in touch with the people at CJSF, let them know that you have these thoughts that they just won't go away. You just keep feeling like something's missing in your life, and it might be radio. You know, they can help you. So just putting in a plug there for all the kind of volunteer stuff. Well, it's not just like talking on air and blathering away like I'm doing. It's not just coming up with the set lists and all that, because of course that's available. Creative energy is always welcome, but there's a lot of other stuff going on that goes into keeping the station running and stuff. And so, yeah, it could be a really interesting thing to get involved in if you wanted to add some energy to the, you know, what do you call that? Reviewing, like, different releases that come through. That's just like this, you know, there's an avalanche of music coming at us at all times. So, for which we should be thankful. But trying to sort through that and find the hidden gems, or find, you know, catch the things coming at you that that you really do want to amplify, that really does take kind of a lot of effort and energy, and a lot of different ears listening and stuff like that too. So yeah, come help us out if you want to. Okay, that's my PSA for the night, I think. Okay, we're getting to getting to the second hour. I'll reiterate that I'm broadcasting out on the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh. We are campus community radio. It's ad-free, as you might have noticed, and no holds barred, really, except for trying to avoid the profanity in the most... there's actual rules against profanity, to be honest. So I try to avoid most of it and most of the music I play, but I'm not promising anything. What else can I tell you about it? Maybe I should stop talking. Let's talk more rock kind of approach here. And we'll just go into the next set. And then we'll discuss later. Okay? Okay.